Dana Plato appeared on the show Different Strokes.
Came into our living rooms every week as a little girl. We watched her grow up.
As a child, she was in hundreds of commercials. She was also a champion ice skater before Different Strokes. She almost went to the Olympics.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
She didn't go because of Different Strokes. She was busy working.
Hmm.
She even won the lead in the film The Exorcist. Her mom wouldn't let her do it. She was discovered by the producers of Different Strokes when she did The Gong Show and was reported to be making up to $100,000 an episode on Different Strokes toward the end.
Wow.
Jeez.
And somehow she, I don't know.
Well, she got pregnant at a young age. Got thrown off the show.
Got thrown off the show. Got
struggle ever since.
Yeah. So now, the last time we spoke on the phone to her lesbian lover, the lesbian lover was reporting her missing.
And she said she looked terrible and she was near death.
And now she's here. Appearing May 21st and 22nd in Chicago at the Expo of the Extreme.
What's that?
It's a mega concert. It includes Motorhead and Fang. So here is Dana Plato, looking good.
Doesn't look like she's near death.
Hi, Dana. How you doing? You don't look near death. I look near death, actually.
Right. We look in worse shape.
How are you, Dana?
I'm well, thanks.
Good to see you. Here, get the microphone.
Thanks for having me back.
I heard you were nervous to come in.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah, everyone would be nervous. Julia Roberts was nervous.
But why would Dana be nervous? She's been with us before.
Right. So, yeah, you've been on the show before, right?
Yes, and I remember that quite well.
Yes, you do. So what happened? Have you become a full-blown-out lesbian?
Or well, heck no.
You haven't?
No. This was just a good friend of mine. It's a total misunderstanding.
You guys are not sexual lovers?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know what this girl's... Well, I don't know what's going on with her, really. I feel bad for her. You know, I do.
You're not into lesbianism?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
Well, we've all tried everything, but no.
Yes, that is true.
I've squatted the feds a few times, you know, but...
Right. Yeah. But you've never... So why is this girl...
I'm engaged to be married.
Are you really?
Yes,
to who?
To a man named Mr. Robert Menchaca, a wonderful man.
And where did you meet him? Here in Manhattan?
No, I met him in Oklahoma City.
White guy?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, no, my weight comes as Hispanic.
So oh, he's Hispanic?
Yes.
I see. So you are engaged.
Yes.
Well, this might be the answer to all your problems, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, she could have a man supporting her. You sit home, get fat.
Then he could call in.
Then he can call in and scream as you take half his money. Is it true you made over $100,000 an episode on Different Strokes?
At one time, yes.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it really.
Where did all that money go?
Yeah, is it gone?
Yeah, well, I had after my mother passed away and my husband left all in the same week.
Right.
And I had no clue what to do with myself. You know, I didn't know everyone ran everything for me.
Right.
I didn't realize what I was doing, but I had signed over a power of attorney.
To who?
An accountant.
And what did the accountant spend all your money?
He somehow liquidated it to himself. He took it.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
And did you sue him?
We couldn't find him. He left with about $11 million $11 million of other people's money also.
Wow.
And we looked for him for a long time, and well, he
just disappeared.
The authorities cannot find this man.
We had not so far. It's been years.
I don't believe this.
Yeah.
How is that possible? The authorities can find anybody. That's a lot of money.
No, but people do erase themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, and he did.
I'm looking to do that to myself.
No.
So other celebrities lost over $11 million combined?
No, I don't know about celebrities, but...
All of his clients.
Yeah.
And all of your money was gone.
Yeah, but that's how I lost it all, yes. And then I had a small stash. I had about $125,000 stashed.
I see.
Which I still have. Stashed, and I will not touch.
Right. Now, when you were, the last time I saw you, you were, I'm trying to think, you did the Playboy spread.
Yeah.
All right. The Different Strokes thing ended, did the Playboy spread, and then you, then the last thing I read was that you'd robbed a video store or something,
and
right?
You went to jail for a little while.
Right.
Oh, well, Haley, I'm a bad criminal. Heck, I turned myself in.
Right. You did.
I'm not good at that criminal thing.
It really shocked me because you could have gotten away with it. You turned yourself in.
Turned myself in. I can't live with that kind of thing. I'm not about that, you know?
You're not. You just got crazed from the drugs? Is that it?
No. Really what it was just being very lost. I was lost.
You were lost.
Completely. I had no.
Yeah, I mean, it was just videos, wasn't it?
You stole videos. You didn't even steal cash, did you? Did you steal any cash?
That is great. It's the videos, man. It's the videos.
Right. Did you steal any cash?
No. Well, yes, I did. It was funny, too, because when I walked into the store, I was very calm about it. And she was on the phone with her boyfriend in jail.
Right.
You know, while you're not going to believe who was in my store robbing me. Data player from Different Strokes.
Wow.
It was so
funny. It's exciting.
I mean, when I look back on it, it's funny. It really is.
They're beautiful breasts, by the way. Have I ever told you that? They're nice.
Thank you.
They're very nice.
You've embarrassed her.
No, that's not embarrassing. Women love to hear that.
Go away.
They love to know they have nice cans.
Go away.
Don't you think? That's a nice thing to say, isn't it?
Thank you.
Of course. I remember I saw your cans. You did that movie. It was kind of like a... It was more than R-rated. It was a kind of X-rated.
Well, you know how that, you know what happened there.
No.
Well, here I was going to do a bad B movie, right?
Right.
I had a love scene with a woman. Our nipples touched. It went X.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Doesn't that just go with my life?
Yes.
You know?
And so you made love to a woman on screen.
But in a movie. It's a movie type thing.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Under the sheets and all, but our nipples touched.
Right.
So it went X.
It went X.
Wow. So now I'm a porn star.
Right, so that made you a porn star.
Yeah, exactly. But they invited me to the porn convention.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought that'd be a kick, so I said, why not? You know, I just got a kick out of that. That just tickled me to death.
Would you ever consider doing porn?
No.
You would not? That's something you weren't into?
No, I'm not ready to cross that line.
I see.
You know, no.
Right, so okay.
So what have you been doing?
Well, wait a second. So when this woman when this woman called me on the phone, this woman who said she was your lover.
Yes.
And she was in the Inquirer as well.
Those pictures, you know, those pictures in the Inquirer?
Yes.
I'll tell you something about that.
Yeah.
We never once took a picture together. I don't know where she got those photos. I was in a hotel. I had left her.
And
how she got those, I have no clue. That was a total invasion of privacy.
She said she was nervous about you, that you were crazed.
She's trying to make herself look real good.
All right, so have you been in psychotherapy? Have you been on any medication or anything like that?
I have been sober for the longest time.
Really?
Oh, it's over a decade now.
No kidding.
No joke.
So you weren't doing any crack or anything with her?
Hell no.
No.
And people weren't coming to try to find you, to pick you up and get you into rehab?
Oh, they can all bite me.
Really? Oh. I'll bite you. Yeah. So you're telling me that this whole story in the Inquirer is a complete fabrication.
It's no joke. Yes, it is.
But you lived with her.
Yes, I did.
You did.
She was my roommate for a while, yes.
But you were not lovers.
No.
So when she was screaming, "Where is Dana? I want to find her. I need Dana Plato."
Yeah, so she can kick my butt again, maybe.
Did she kick your butt?
You
she did. That's why I left her.
You left her because she kicked your butt?
Yes, she sure did.
Right. And when you say left her, you mean you sound like almost like a lover of hers.
I left the situation. I left.
Right. You removed yourself from the situation.
Yes, I left all my things and just left.
And that's it. And you moved to New York.
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, you did? Everyone thought you were in New York because you were spotted being in New York.
Oh, I've been missing for a long time.
Right. And when you moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, there was no drug use. There was nothing like that.
No, I have been clean and sober for over a decade.
And so you haven't touched anything?
No.
So why did it say in the Inquirer that you were needed for rehab? You think that this person was just lying?
I know she was.
Really?
You know, it's very sad to me because I really think she has a problem. I do. She's
Didn't
got a
she
big
also
problem.
Say that Dana ran off with some of her stuff?
Yeah, and she said you ran off with her stuff, but you're saying all lies. You're denying all of that.
I really am. You know, I have nothing against Jennifer at all.
Right.
Nothing. In fact, I'd like to see her get some help.
I see. So you're claiming she needs help, not you.
I'm not really claiming anything. It's just that it's a bad situation. I don't have, I really have no clue how all that came about. Maybe it's because maybe she did want me and I didn't know it.
Because the story's coming back to me now that she said that she had been sober and you were threatening her sobriety because of your usage.
Hello.
And you're saying that's completely false.
I'm yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm not here to say, you know, I'm God or I'm saint. No,
I'm here to say that.
Okay.
About me. But you're here to say what? That you're just living your life.
I'm living my life.
And how are you supporting yourself now?
Oh, I still work.
You do? What do you do?
I do films. I've been doing some bad B movies.
Right.
I'd like to get back into my singing.
I see.
And stuff like, and I'm also modeling.
And you hear from these, what kind of modeling?
Well, just some modeling.
Nude modeling?
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean modeling?
Well, I've done two ads for Victoria's Secret.
Really?
Yeah, and I've done...
In lingerie?
Yeah, because I'm short.
Yes.
It's more things like catalogs and stuff like that.
Wow. Wow. All right,
she looks great.
This is a whole different...
We were told that you were like a bag lady who was... Near death's door.
Thank you. I'll always be a bag lady, you know. Always. I'm a bag lady at heart. Always. Always got a bag of stuff.
Wow. Well, this is quite a comeback. And you wear a bikini in these lingerie ads?
Yeah, or little stuff, you know.
Yeah, you got a good body, right? Because you were obviously a skater. I didn't know you were an Olympic skater.
Oh, well, I made it on the nationals. I placed in nationals, made it on the team,
mm-hmm.
and then got different strokes. My mom made the choice for me.
Why did your mom never... Why did your mom not let you be the lead in The Exorcist?
Or Pretty Baby.
Yeah, why?
Oh, it was a good choice, I think.
What, Exorcist?
Yeah, I think it was a good choice.
You do?
Yes.
It was a great movie. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that?
Well, look how she's been typecast.
Well, yes, but so what? I mean, that's her. Doesn't have to be you. You still could have gotten different strokes.
Pretty Baby didn't hurt Brooke Shields.
No, she's doing fine.
Sure, I was too young, though. You know,
I
was just too young.
So you're saying, well, let me get a tissue here because I have to.
You're crying.
I'm crying over this. This is very sad. Excuse me, 1 minute. I don't want to be schnotting during the interview. So then you moved to Texas and you met some guy. Is that it? This is the guy you're engaged to?
Yes, Robert. Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, he's just fabulous.
A rich guy?
No, it doesn't matter about money. You know, wealth to me is in the heart.
Well, he's got a nice diamond ring on you there. He must have some dough. What does he do?
He takes good care of me. He manages my career.
No, I'm saying, well, he's a manager. He's managing you.
He manages me. He was in traffic control. And
traffic control?
Right.
A cop?
Yeah.
You mean he helps school crossings?
No, build bridges and stuff like that. The highway.
Oh,
he's
like
an engineer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now he manages my career.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's not doing too much, right? Because, I mean, you know, how hard is it to manage your career? You just book something into...
No, see, I can't do my own. I don't want to be the bad guy because I like to work with the people in a friendly way.
I see. So let him handle the business.
Right.
I see. Well, what do you know about that?
How long have you known this guy?
About 6 months.
6 months and you're engaged?
And already he's managing your career?
He treats me like a goddess. He's beautiful to me.
Did you sign power of attorney?
No.
No. Okay.
Hell no.
Oh, all right.
Never again.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Watch him closer than you watch the accountant. Why not? Listen.
Oh, no. I don't.
You trust?
He's beautiful. No.
You like him. All right. And a young guy? How old a guy is this guy?
He's 28.
28.
I'm lucky. I know. I still got it, baby.
And what are you, about 34 or so?
Yeah, 34.
34. You got a 28-year-old.
Boy, but it's just amazing how those different strokes kids always wind up in the newspaper. We thought Gary Coleman would only wind up in the newspaper because of his illness, and now he's been to trial because of assault.
Can I please say something?
Yeah, no. Let's hear something.
Could he have reached that woman? No.
You don't think okay. He could beat her up?
Come on. Did right. You see the size of that woman?
Yeah, she's very tall.
Thank you very much. Right. It's not in his nature to do that.
I see. You know him very well.
Yes, it's not at all.
Are you in touch with these guys at all, or is it all over between the three
of
you?
Well, we speak. No, I still speak with everybody. Right. Last time I saw something on television about Todd saying I wanted to get help, and it's like I'm thinking, help? What? How? Yeah, to get work, maybe.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But other than that, my life is so good. I've never been happier.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there it is. All right, let's take a couple of phone calls. We are talking to Dana Plato. She is going to be in Chicago at the Expo of the Extreme, which is a mega concert including Motorhead and Fang. And if you need more info, call the Expo hotline at 314-409-3600. What are you going to do at this concert?
I'm not quite sure, but doesn't it just go with all the controversy?
Right.
You know?
So you're going to just show up and introduce some of the bands? Is that it?
Sure.
You don't even know what you're going to be doing there.
Not quite, but I'm there.
Right. You're just going to go there paying you, and why not?
I really love this man, Shane. He's wonderful. He's been very good to me.
He's the promoter?
Yes, he is.
I see.
Yes.
He asked you to appear
yes.
there.
All right. And I guess I'll be signing autographs and introducing, you know.
Stuff. Some of the bands. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
hopefully
Todd.
I get to sing with him.
Todd, you're on the air. This is not Todd Bridges, is it? Todd?
Yeah.
Are you Todd Bridges?
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Ask your question of Dana.
Hi, Todd.
Get this girl out of here. She's a has-been.
Oh, please.
Come on. She just needs to admit that she's an ex-druggie, ex-con, lesbian with mental health problems.
So that's your impression of her?
Yeah.
Well, she denies that she's a lesbian.
I don't deny anything.
She can't deny. She's trying to resurrect her career.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Trying to make some money again.
No, excuse
me. There's nothing wrong with that if you're honest.
I'm honest. I am a drug addict, alcoholic. I am a recovering, always in recovering. Okay,
right.
I am recovering. Alcoholic,
you're an
drug
alcoholic,
addict.
Ex-con, lesbian with mental health problems.
Have you ever done
that? Oh, do you know this for sure, sir?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then how can you make those accusations?
Like.
Yeah, really. That's a little tough, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well,
why is everybody so tough?
No, I am very, very honest about who I am, who I've been, who I will be, who I am now.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to offend you,
right.
Sir.
Well,
I'm really very sorry. Have a nice day.
Todd and you have a problem, I think.
Sheesh.
Probably take that up off
really, Todd, I'm sorry if I've offended you at all.
Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead with Dana Plato. Yes.
Hi, Dana.
Hey.
I was just wondering, I mean, you sound a little wired on the radio. I don't know if it's just being 8 o'clock in the morning and all, but I know you say you're recovering for 10 years and all, but it just sounds like you're really speedy.
Why don't you ask everyone around here? Do I look high?
Let me look. You do it. She does, Jackie.
Her eyes are size of
a
50
Oh, they are? Well, oh, no. I don't know. I'm bad at telling them somebody's high. I'm not copping out here.
Right.
You don't really look high to me, but then again, Jackie doesn't. No, I know right. He is. Yeah. Yeah, do you think Dana looks high?
No, the consensus out here, I don't know that she's high, but she does seem a little wired. Maybe that's just her personality.
I think she's excited.
I'm very nervous.
She's excited. I don't think you look high.
She's nervous.
I don't really know. You seem pretty clear.
Just from the radio, it sounds like she's just really, really speedy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always naive about this. So people, you know, like I'll meet, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix, and I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah, but everybody thinks we're on drugs.
Yeah, that's true, too.
No, you guys aren't on drugs.
I've been accused of being on heroin.
Yeah.
That's true.
On heroin.
You ever done heroin, Dana?
Hell no.
What'd you do, coke?
Nope. Anything speedy.
Anything
speedy is not my choice of drugs.
That's not your thing.
Because I'm too hyper.
Right. Drinking was nice.
Yes.
Do you miss the drinking?
I think about it.
You do, yeah.
Yes, I do. Well, instead, I'll go to the gym and work out.
Oh, that's good. Well, there you go. Yeah,
oh, stop.
What? Would you like a drink?
No,
I'll give you one.
I'm
an enabler. I don't know if you know that about me. All right, let's see if...
Thank you, sir, for telling me that. I do need to slow down. Thank you.
John, go ahead. You're on
the
air.
What up, Howard, my nigga?
Hey.
I want to say to Dana, I'm the one that saw her a while back in, when she was on St. Mark's a while back. I was wondering if she was still sleeping with that black guy that she was with a couple of while ago, and if she's still cracked up on all those pills. She definitely sounds like a wash-up.
Well, no. She says she's not high anymore.
He says he saw her on St. Mark's.
Hey, you want a UA? I'll do a UA right now.
What's a UA?
A urine test.
Urine analysis.
Yeah, really?
I'll do it right now.
Oh! Your head off. You knock your headphones off.
I will do it right now.
All right, Gary, get me a cup, please. Really?
Yes.
I believe you.
Stop.
I mean, really bad. I mean, besides the bags
under
her eyes.
No, she looks good.
You didn't see Dana Plato. You haven't been living in New York, have you?
No.
She was living on the street. That's
Gary in here with
in
the
club.
How are you going to do a urine analysis? Where are you going to send it to?
Gary. He'll drink it.
what is this?
We have tons of people. We do, you know, those DNA tests because when people sleep with each other.
Right.
So I have a guy. I have a lab.
Hey, Dana, maybe that would put all these rumors to rest if you took a urine test.
You know what? I shouldn't have to do that for people, but I will.
You will do it? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I will.
Dana,
yes.
Are you still sleeping with that black guy that you were staying with, or...
I don't even know who you're talking about, sir. Could you please explain that to me?
What do you mean, Todd Bridges or
Gary Coleman?
Well, that was a rumor for a long time that she was double-teaming the both of those.
Oh, get out of here. That's absurd. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, that guy on the phone was saying that Dana took cash from him for an autograph.
Oh, I don't believe that. Do I believe that?
No.
Man, just so many rumors swirling. I've never met anybody so controversial.
You know how hard it is for me to go through life? You don't even know.
Oh, I bet you I do know. It seems to me like everybody's attacking you.
That is why I moved out of the city.
I got out.
I'm gone. I'm done with that. See, I'm tired of defending my character.
I know.
I am who I am. What you see is what you get. What I say is what I mean. This is it.
This is it.
You know?
Wow.
I'm about peace, man. That's about, you know?
Really?
Treat your neighbor right or recycle, you know?
You're into recycling?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I don't do that.
I'm trying to get into that myself.
All I'm trying to say is that, I do a lot of community service, you know.
What kind of community service?
Anything. When I was in L.A., I fed the homeless.
You did?
Oh, yes. Yes, 3 times a week.
I never did that.
You're a good person.
Better than us.
I'm a nice girl. I'm a nice girl. I really am. And, you know, these people can think what they want, and I do understand it's always been bad. It's okay. I understand. And I really apologize if I offended anybody. I'm sorry.
You didn't offend me.
I'm sorry that y'all get the wrong impression, but hope one day you get to meet me.
Julie, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to tell you that, first of all, everyone always calls in to insult the famous people who are on the show, and I totally think I think they just want to hear themselves speak. Dana, I think that you sound great, and I think that it's fantastic that you're feeling so good about yourself, because I know somebody who actually was a star on, about 15 years ago as a teenager. And
so you support Dana and you...
Excuse me?
You seem very upset.
You have touched her.
You have touched her. You're crying, I see.
This is the nicest thing, really. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You've really taken a lot of crap, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll console you.
Well, I think you sound fabulous. I don't understand why people are all attacking you.
I don't either. I really don't, but that's okay.
You might need to smoke a little weed.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
You know what's funny about that is when I did used to smoke pot, people thought I was normal. Now that I'm straight, they think I'm on speed.
Wow.
No joke.
Ma'am on the phone, are you a lesbian?
Me?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, no.
It doesn't matter either way. But thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know what?
That was very touching.
The person who I know... who was a star. He is so screwed up right now, and he used to be a very good friend of mine, but I can't even be friends with him because he's all in love with me, and he won't stop harassing me, so I can't even talk to him. He's got...
All right.
No, thank you very, very, very much.
Yeah, that really touched you. I see you're really crying real tears.
Wiping away tears.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
God bless you.
We have very few moments like that on this show.
Yeah, nothing touching happens here.
Yeah.
Only when you miss Jackie's plug.
Has she got an onion?
Thank you.
No, there's no onion. She's really crying.
Really?
Yeah.
There's such jaded people in the world.
She's got an onion. Would you like to sit on my lap and have me console you?
Not without an onion. No.
All right, let's take a couple more calls. It's fascinating. Rich, you're on the air. Dana Plato is with us, appearing May 21st and 22nd in Chicago at the Expo of the Extreme. Go ahead, Rich.
Howard, I got 2 points to make. First of all, somebody that doesn't do drugs does not marry somebody they only known for 6 months. Number two, why don't you
That's not true.
Why don't you get a urine sample from her, Howard?
We're going to get one.
Take a little
you know what, sir? I'm not going to do
it. You are loaded. You're messed up. You're still doing drugs.
Oh.
I'm sure about that now. Are you sure about that?
Through that masquerade that you're putting on. You're lying.
I like that you're going to take a urine test. I think it's terrific.
I'll do it, but I won't do it for him.
Not
negative, all right?
All right, well, let's bet on it. Would you bet him on it?
I'll put money on it.
You will?
How much?
How much?
This is what I talk about. I shouldn't have to defend my character all the time.
You shouldn't have to, but why not? Once you take the urine test, you'll never have to again.
This
will shut everyone up.
Exactly.
That is so wrong.
Take it, Dana.
Oh.
Because of people like you, sir.
Yeah, wow. Like me. That's
God bless you.
Because you're full of...
You sound very religious, Dana. Have you had a religious conversion?
Take it because you know you're going to fail it.
Hmm.
You're going to sin. Go right ahead. I'll send... The check is in the mail if you come up.
Check is in the mail. $50,000, you got it.
$50,000.
You got $50,000?
I'm sorry. I can't. I don't know.
Ah, you're backing down.
In the bank for you.
Ah.
$50,000.
Hey.
All right, No. I'll put $100 on it.
No.
$100?
$200.
Nope.
Weasel.
I thought you really believed.
You know somebody hardworking.
I'll give you $200 just to watch your pee in a cup.
You know what? You think you're going to scare you back and make me back down because of that.
No, honey, I'm not trying to make you back down. I just don't think that I should defend my character with you.
Come clean. You're doing drugs. Take the test.
Thank you. She said she's going to pee in a cup. You monster. Wow.
Whew.
Wow, you have more controversy than me.
Oh, it's horrifying. It's horrifying. It's
unbelievable. I didn't know all
that's
this.
Why I moved to a small town out of Tulsa. I live in a population of maybe 600 people.
Smart. Do they know that you're Dana Plato, or you just changed your name?
They don't care.
They don't even care who you are.
And I love that.
What is a Baba Boo High?
I just, Benji just ran down to Duane Reade. They sell a test.
A urine test?
No, unfortunately, I still would like her to urinate a cup. But
no, is there a urine test?
No, it's a hair test.
What do you do?
You pull out a hair.
Right.
And it tests for drugs. I remember reading about this, and it's an over-the-counter test.
No kidding.
Yeah, like the
good. Let's test that.
I have no problem doing that, and I said, I'll talk to you. No problem doing that whatsoever. I just don't think that I should have to do it to prove myself again and again and again and again.
Well, why not do it, though, and shut all these naysayers up? Shut them up.
They're not worth it.
They're not?
No. So you are.
I am.
They're not.
Thank you. So you'll take the test for me?
Yes.
Oh, you will? Oh, I love that. So what are we going to do? Pull out her hair?
This is a weird show.
This is a very weird show. This is taking on a weird
vibe. Jackie, your hair.
Pull out her hair and make her pee.
This is ridiculous.
Let her pee in a cup and pull out her hair.
You know, I'm sorry. It's just absurd. This is absurd.
Hey, give Baba Booey a hair right now. Can you pull one out of your beautiful head? Go ahead. Let me see you do it. Let me
see.
The hair in your head. Can she use that hair in her lap? I'm sure it all works. Use the hair on your head. Give him a hair. And we'll test you.
Put it right here.
And we'll find out if you're on drugs once and for all. I believe
you pull out a hair? Oh, I would.
I can pull out hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I do it. Oh, there it is. There's the hair. You got it, Baba Booey? Now test that hair. And let's have the
hair.
How long does that take?
Well, you probably have to send it away.
It'll take Benji 5 minutes to get back up with it, and then we have to read it and see how long it takes.
All right, fine. I'll wait.
I can't believe I'm having you
say that on the radio.
I just did.
It's bull. You can say it's bull.
It's bull poop.
Bull poop.
Hey now.
Adam, go ahead. Jason or Dana, whoever. I don't know. Tony.
Hey, who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone? I'm all shook up. Yeah.
Hey, what do you know?
What do you say, bro?
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Do you remember doing the Sally Jesse Raphael show?
Yes, sir, I do.
Like 1988,
89? Yes, I do.
What was that? It was you and Adam Rich and a couple other people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to work up there when you did it.
Well, what is your point?
What's the point?
Oh, well, they say that the Trouble Marriott.
Who did?
And both of them. And then the next day, Adam Rich told one of the producers for the Sally Jesse Raphael show that they had sex all night.
Did you have sex with Adam Rich of the Eight Is Enough show?
Hell no.
The little kid on there?
Hey,
you did not?
Hey, oh. Well,
not that anything's wrong with that.
No, it's a compliment. Is it, you know, it's a compliment towards me, but no, sir, I did not.
You did not have sex with him. Wow. Wow,
well,
this is some show.
Everybody. He had this little tiny grin on his face.
A tiny grin.
He was all happy about it.
Well, he's a very tiny guy. All right, so you didn't have... Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
All right.
Dana, I was just wondering if you ever had the opportunity of seeing Janet Jackson changing during the tapings of Different Strokes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have.
You shared a dressing room with Janet Jackson?
She's a gorgeous woman.
Gorgeous? What, you saw her nude? You did?
I don't want to put her down because I have great respect for her, but she's a beautiful woman.
And you saw her nude?
She's a beautiful woman.
I'm asking if you saw her naked, though.
I don't want to say anything bad.
Oh,
about
you don't.
Her.
Oh, like, why is that bad
because
to say
that's
that?
Disrespectful.
You just say you saw her naked? You two women alone?
It's disrespectful. She's a beautiful lady.
That's it. That's all you'll say.
And I have a lot of respect for her.
But you shared a dressing room.
Yes. No. Well, I mean, no, we didn't share a dressing room, but we had. She's a beautiful.
Were
woman.
You physically attracted to her?
No.
No. All right. Well, there you go.
Can I get a pair of Woodstock tickets?
I don't have any more.
We don't have any more. In fact, we're trying to find some of the ones we gave away.
Yeah, we need some back. To tell you the truth. Thank you.
Good.
All right. One last phone call because you never know what you're going to get here. Yes, John, go ahead. You're on with Dana Plato, who's appearing May 21st and 22nd in Chicago at the Expo of the Extreme. And I think if you go see her, you'll see she looks very good. The mega concert includes Motorhead and Fang.
And that's special.
Right. You can call 314-409-3600 or visit the website at Mike Hunt on Fire.
What? Oh,
God. Dot com.
No. Is that for real?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yes. Mike Hunt on Fire.
That's the website.
Dot com.
Jackie's very upset that he didn't think of that first.
Jackie thought he owned that.
Y'all are killing me.
Oh, that's funny. What is it, John?
Hey, what's up, my nigga? Something ain't right here, man. You don't sound like you're telling the truth.
Well, listen, you're not a...
What are you?
She just gave us a hair so
what
she could...
What a me.
Yeah.
I'm the king of all correspondents.
All right, so you...
Are you?
Yeah.
How so?
All right.
Well, I don't know. You just seemed like you were being kind of evasive about a few things.
Well, I think she answered... I mean, listen, I don't know if she answered honestly or not, but she certainly answered. She said she's not doing drugs. She said that she is working.
The wisdom teeth count. Say,
she said she's not a lesbian.
The wisdom teeth count.
Let me just say, I'm a big fan, actually.
Okay.
I enjoyed watching you in Different Strokes and all that. I just
want to
see.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't sound like she's being totally honest about a few things I would...
Like what? Like what isn't she being honest about? I mean, now how would you know that?
Well, the lesbian thing, she kind of really evaded that.
She said she's not a lesbian.
Not with
she
her.
She said she's tried, not with her.
Not with her.
You've done it a few times.
You know, everyone's been... I think any woman who denies her sexuality... You know, it denies.
That's what I tell Robin. She still won't do it.
Hey, Howard.
Right.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
No, I'm
just
very
wanted to say, you know, all these people are still attacking you on this Colorado thing. They got it all wrong, man.
See, I'm under attack like Dana. It's unbelievable. We have a lot in common. Lori, what is it?
I wanted to ask Dana, what happened to her kid?
Yeah, what happened to your kid? Now, you were fired from Different Strokes for getting pregnant,
yes,
is that right?
Yes.
And you decided to have the kid.
Didn't you lose custody or something?
Did you lose custody of the kid?
No, I did not. He's home with me. I have him.
Oh, you do have him?
Yes, I do. Yes,
how old a kid is he?
He's 14.
He is. And
he's wonderful. I love you, Tyler.
She can't be doing drugs.
What?
She can't be doing drugs. They must test her, don't they?
Yes.
Interesting.
See?
Thank you.
Go Bobby, go Vipers. All right, Howard, we love you.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Well, there you go. So you got your kid. You lost custody for a while and then you had it? Who had custody of the kid?
His father.
Oh, he did. How'd you get him back?
Well, we're not like that. Him and I don't go to court and do all that stuff. But it was good for Tyler. You know?
Oh, I see. So you get to live with him. Well, that's good. Well, there you go. Jim, go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Howard, I've been trying since 1989 to get through to you. It's nice to talk.
Well, you're on. What do you want to say?
I want to tell Dana, I'm also recovering. And I believe in you. I believe everything you said.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
That's not a problem at all. And Howard, if she starts to cry, I'm sure you can console her.
Well, I like that. She did start to cry again.
Thank you.
No onions in the studio.
And you're really hurting, huh? I mean, did you break out into tears so quickly?
It hurts, Howard.
I'm tired. I'm just tired.
You're tired of the whole thing.
I'm tired of defending my character everywhere I go.
Did you ever consider suicide at one point?
Oh, hell no.
You never did. Never got that bad.
Got a beautiful boy, no.
Right, you would never do that.
I'm okay in my skin, you know?
Right.
I'm okay with who I am.
You feel good. Go ahead quickly because I'm running out of time.
Yo, 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 Howard.
Yeah.
Yo, what up?
Come on, quickly.
Listen, I need a date with Dana.
Dana?
Listen, I used to come home from school every day and watch you and just touch myself with different strokes. I love you.
All right, there you go.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
I'll be down there in an hour, Howard.
All right, very good.
And Dana will be out of here shortly.
Is that cool?
All right. And you have a and you have a nice sized genitalia?
7.5 inches.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
really
matter.
Doesn't matter.
No, I'm.
Now I don't
I
believe
love
you.
The man that I love.
You do.
Yes.
You're in love with him.
Very much so.
And he has big genitalia.
Yes, sir.
He does. All right. What is it, Baba Buhai?
So Benji just called me from the drugstore, and I guess there was a little confusion. They do have this task.
Yes.
But it's not immediate. You have to send it. You have to send it out.
But all right.
You know, if you want to give me the urine too, I can send both of them out.
Send everything out. Whatever you want. Send the hair out.
You know, it's really not necessary. Hair is fine. That's great.
Okay.
Wait. Wisdom teeth count. They do count because I had them out.
You did have them out.
Yes, and it wrecked my life for a while.
And what'd you take for that?
I had to take stuff for that.
Percodan?
I had to. I had to. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe.
When did you get your wisdom teeth out?
18 weeks ago.
Well, we'll probably find something.
The hair
there.
Holds.
The hair holds
a long
secret.
Time.
Yeah.
No, I think it said it's a 90 days worth of stuff is what it holds.
Oh, okay, good. Ron, you're on the air. Okay, Ron is gone. Well, this has certainly been a lively appearance.
Wow.
I mean, just look at me. You can look at me and say I'm okay.
Gary, yes.
You look fantastic.
But then again, what do I know? I don't want to seem naive. Gary, you're on the air.
Good morning, Howard.
Yes.
Do you really?
Dana.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Dana, do you remember the last year of the show? You weren't on it, but I was Todd's roommate in college on the show.
Yes.
And I've met you many times.
Yes.
And let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What happened with, did Todd break your arm on the set?
One day, yes.
That's what I heard. What happened?
I don't like to speak bad, but it was an accident. It truly was an
accident. Todd Bridges you're referring to?
No, it was an accident. We were just brawling, you know, playing my wild Miss Piggy flying down the hall thing, you know.
What, you broke your arm?
No, I went WWF on him, you know. And then we were
You had a fight with Todd Bridges, a physical fight?
No, we were playing. We were just wrestling around. We were just wrestling.
And you,
He landed on me and I rolled down wrong. That's it, truly.
So it wasn't,
It wasn't a violent thing at all.
All right.
Okay, Danny, you coming back to L.A.?
No.
Okay.
Not for her.
I'm done with that place.
Good for you.
Right on.
Thank you.
Good luck, Dana.
Thank you, man.
Well, there it is. What can I tell you, Dana? You're controversial, evidently.
Oh. Are you sorry that you were a child actress?
No, see, you know, that term really bothers me. I think a child actress is someone who only has it when they're little and cute. You know?
Right.
I'm better now than I ever have been.
Acting-wise.
I get better. Yeah.
Yes.
I get better all the time. The fire's still in there.
It is.
Yes.
So you enjoy.
I'm an actress. I consider myself an actor, not a child star.
Right.
That really bothers me a lot.
All
because
right.
I never was young and cute. You know, I got cuter as I got older, maybe, you know. But no, really, I think it's something that it burns within.
And what about that white guy who was your father on the show, Mr. Drummond?
He is the most fabulous.
You still
man.
See him?
I speak to him occasionally.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You give him a call and say, how are you doing, Mr. Drummond?
Yeah, at least once a year we speak.
Dana Plato will be appearing May 21st and 22nd in Chicago at the Expo of the Extreme. This mega concert includes Motorhead and Fang. For more information, please call the Expo hotline at 314-409-3600 or visit the website at www.mikehuntsonfire.com.
Oh, can I say goodbye?
Yes, please.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody, and thank you very much for calling and saying hi to me, and thank you for blessing me, and also I'm sorry if I offended anybody. I really am.
You offended no one. Why would you offend somebody?
The wackos in our audience. Don't worry about them.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking about me, but thanks for calling.
In my audience, do you really think you could offend somebody? I mean, if they listen to this show. Right.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
And thanks for giving us this exclusive. You have come out of hiding, and it's great to see you.
Yeah.
Dana
nice
Plato.
To be seen.
Yeah, Dana Plato.